Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thank you for sticking with us after that first segment. We appreciate all of you guys. If you're still here, we could do a delayed roll call. Right now, 464-5685. Sponsored by RenewYourAuto.com. If you can tell us your name, where you're listening from, if you want to, your age. RenewYourAuto.com. Roll call right now for those who are sticking with us after our first segment.
Well, why wouldn't they stick with us?
It was something. Bill, how would you describe that first segment?
Odd. Very odd. Odd. Because
I like odd.
Because of the buildup. I mean, Sipple came in this morning, and it's like, I got something here. Lead me in. Does this lead me in? Fade me in.
He came in seriously with a serious face. I thought he wanted to apologize for something he said.
I said nothing wrong.
Yeah, that fade me in, and it just went nosedive. And this thing, the guy that Joe called in to get him off the air for a while and then try to get him to regroup. So that part worked good.
But we're still
dead. So am I done with when I say I got something to say, yeah, you're not going to let me
know? You lost your chance.
How long is
it? Unless you clarify what it is you're saying.
44 shows.
Probationary period, 44 shows?
44 shows
well,
for probation.
That's going to take us well into spring.
Yes.
If you say you have something coming in that you tell me what it is, then we'll go to it off the bat. Say, hey, I have something. What do you got? Okay, we can start with that. Go ahead.
Okay.
If it is something like that, I'll just take the command.
Yeah. Were you confused by it?
Yeah, really confused. And, it's the way we are, though.
All right, let's talk about something else confusing.
So, there is a very, very, very weird thing that happened this week. Mostly started on social media, and then it went from there, as most things do nowadays. But the Orange Crush is a very, very big, popular traveling student fan base from Illinois. They've been to Lincoln before. I've seen them in the Orange. They were in the Devaney Center. They've been at PBA. They travel well. It's a really, really impressive traveling student
section. It's
very
unique. It's impressive. It is what they do.
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush with the K.
With the K.
Orange Crush. K-R-U-S.
Yeah.
K-R-U-S-H. Now, the Orange Crush posted something on Twitter, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, that was basically saying that Iowa, because the game is at Iowa tomorrow at 1:30 at Carver Hawkeye Arena. They said that they attempted to buy a big block of tickets and that Iowa shut them down, saying...
Raising my hand here. They didn't attempt to buy them.
They bought them.
They bought them.
They bought the
they
tickets.
Were bought,
they
then,
bought the tickets.
Then they had them taken back from them after they were purchased.
Ooh, and now, how do you do that?
Okay, here's why. Illinois complained. They said, Iowa was unfair. They knew it was Illinois trying to buy tickets, and they tried to they blocked us. Now, Iowa comes out with an attempt to explain what happened, and it was a pretty good attempt. I thought Illinois looked pretty bad in all this.
What was it?
Illinois had bought these tickets for the Iowa game on Saturday at a discounted rate because they said they were buying them for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And so they got a discounted rate. Iowa found out. They asked. They said, "This is we're going to look into this." They reached out to the person that bought the tickets and said, "They said, are you sure these are for the Boys and Girls Club?" They said, "Actually, no, they're not. They're for the Orange Crush." So Iowa said, "We're not going to let these tickets be bought, especially for this price. But we will give these tickets now to Iowa Boys and Girls Club." So they turned it around on them and said, "You don't get these tickets for the Orange Crush, but the Boys and Girls Club of Iowa will give these tickets too."
So my take is you don't want anyone being left out, but this is not like the Boys and Girls Club from Illinois is not getting their tickets.
No.
It's the Crush. But it's college kids that figured out a loophole, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
You have to give them some sort of credit for what they did to be able to get their group to come. Easy drive. I can imagine the drive from Illinois to Iowa City would be a very easy drive. They had it set up. Plus, they also had up buses that they can't get any money back on. So they had all their travel buses set that they had booked. So now they're now out $6,000 or $7,000 because of the tickets and then what all they had purchased, whether it be hotel, The bus ride there, bus ride back, all those things. I just thought it was brilliant.
You applaud the effort by Illinois, what they were doing.
Oh, absolutely. How would you not? If that happens, you're Illinois, you're like, and you're the basketball team, you're the basketball coach, you're like, right on, man. I like that. That is a great effort to be able to get to the game, to be able to do that. Didn't have a great look, I don't think, on Iowa.
On Iowa's part.
But there also is, you have to give them some credit, though, if you're also on that side where I was like, no, not doing it. So I give them some credit for that, too, being like, yeah, you're not coming in.
So the final resolution is?
The tickets are going, they're going to give the tickets to the Iowa Boys and Girls Club to you. So
being the Crush.
The Crush. But money is still lost.
Yeah, they don't get their money back for this.
They don't get their money back.
They basically purchased this big allotment of tickets for the Iowa Boys and Girls Club at this point, because Iowa called them out saying, no, this is really what happened here. Now, I'm with you, Coach. I feel like...
I'd be so proud of college students figuring out a way.
It's a loophole.
To be able to get that done. Now, how great would it be if the Iowa Boys and Girls Club all wore Orange Crush t-shirts? That would be outstanding. That would be the ultimate.
Won't happen.
They won't do that.
They're Iowa fans. Yeah. They're Hawkeyes.
Yeah. I'm aware that that's why it would be very unique. That was why it all came together as being unique. I'll walk through all this stuff with you. I can't believe this is your worst show you've had in maybe 7 years.
Well, the show's been going on for 8.
Yeah, that's what
So 8.
So you've had you had one good year, is what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah, that's sort of a that's a lot of rigmarole that these people went through.
Okay, so Brett, Minnesota says that as of yesterday, Iowa actually did refund the tickets. So Illinois.
It wasn't the ticket prices; it was the buses.
Oh, the buses.
That's where things got upside down. Yes, the tickets were always being refunded. They were not going to get stuck for any money with.
I'll tell you what: if you're Iowa now, if I'm Gary Barta.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't want a scenario where those orange crush kids are in the stands near our court. I don't want that. I don't want that if I'm an Iowa official.
I'm not sure they're courtside. I would highly doubt that those tickets were. You can get 200 tickets courtside. That'd be very
or even
hard.
Anywhere near
yeah, anywhere. I would
do they shove those students clear up? I doubt that. I don't think they shove Iowa.
Well, I have been to that arena before, and it's hard to you're not really ever that high up. It's not that it's a sunken arena,
right?
Like you walk
I've been
down
there too,
to the
yeah.
court, you don't really have a bad view.
Yeah,
you're not really that high up in that building.
200 orange clad Illinois fans together anywhere near the court. I don't want if I'm an Iowa person, Iowa official. Now, how you prevent that from happening?
You wouldn't want that as an official, but I'm applauding
the loophole.
The loophole. I'm applauding college students figuring out a way to go have a good time. It was going to be a lot of fun too. They were going to have a lot of fun on that trip.
Are people on the text line thoroughly confused, or do they understand?
No, they understand the situation. This was pretty big the last couple of days in terms of what's going on with this random feud between Illinois and Iowa. Mm-hmm. Illinois says this to start off. Iowa says this as a response. Now, as Brett, Minnesota says, they both come out looking pretty stupid in this conversation.
Petty.
I mean, if Nebraska did this, let's say Nebraska's having a good year in basketball, and all of a sudden they want to have a traveling fan base, traveling student section that goes to different road games.
Goes to Illinois.
How would we respond if we found out that, hey, they found this loophole and then it was exposed that they took these are Boys and Girls Club tickets they were trying to buy? Would we laugh and say, hey, is it hilarious?
I don't know that you would. If you saw the boys and girls who were denied the opportunity to go to the ball game, I don't know that you would laugh. You might feel bad.
I don't think that's the case. But I believe that they said they were the Boys and Girls Club trying to get it. So it wasn't these weren't tickets set aside.
Oh, you don't
but
think so?
I don't think so.
Is that it better though that they said they were a charity or a A group like that?
This is sort of fascinating.
It's kind of fascinating. I just give them a lot of credit. I'm just going to give them a lot of credit because I don't think it was.
I want to give Iowa credit for their response.
Yeah. It's a maybe a 60-40 deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the way you see it, Jake?
Because both sides, you would agree with the side that you were on.
Yeah.
If you're at Iowa, you're like, no one I'm in here.
Yeah.
If you're in Illinois, you're like, this is brilliant. This is a great job.
I'm just a little more on Iowa's side. I don't want a bunch of college kids in orange shirts.
Yeah, last thing you want is college kids having fun. We got to eliminate that at all costs. How dare they have college students going to a game and having fun?
What if you were the coach? Yeah. What if you were Fran?
I'm just supporting
Illinois
Harder.
What if you were Fran McCaffrey?
I'm just supporting.
How would you feel about a bunch, 200 orange-clad guys yelling? I mean, why are they in our home court? That's what I'd be like. Why are they these guys near my home court in mass? That's what I'd say.
He's probably be more concerned about the cameo we did on Brian Ferentz because that was outstanding.
Was it?
Oh yeah, that was outstanding.
It?
Yeah.
Yes.
That would still be my main concern.
What happened?
Yeah.
Fran McCaffrey got duped badly.
He got duped badly.
One
of the funnier things you've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly. Yeah. This was a few months ago, but McCaffrey. I think someone wanted him to like say something about Brian. Right.
What it was?
It didn't say Brian Ferentz.
The
person wanting the cameo was addressing this to someone named Brian. It was very clear to everybody that he was talking about Brian Ferentz, but he was trying to make it sound like it wasn't Brian Ferentz, but indeed his
one of those things.
A random Brian. Yeah. And McCaffrey got duped badly on it.
Yeah. They got Bob Stoops too.
Yeah, they did get Stoops
on.
Same
one. Same deal.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch it, it's really funny. Yeah, however you cut it. It's like that. Yeah, when you get a chance to watch it, that's really funny.
Okay, we got a phone call here, because why not? Mark, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys. Just wanted to bring you up to date on a couple of things with the Orange Crush.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It was not a loophole that they exploited. It misrepresented themselves. They said they were representing Boys and Girls Clubs of Illinois, so they lied when they tried to purchase the tickets. So I don't find that particularly entertaining or something that should be supported. Just wanted you guys to get the right information out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Actually, that was mentioned by me, Mark. And then also the question.
Yeah. Illinois.
No, I said that. They didn't.
He was being critical of your take.
No.
He was being critical of you approving of it.
But does Mark know, actually? So have you talked to anyone, Mark, with the athletic department of both sides to know that they did exactly pose as Boys and Girls Club? Do we know that?
Well,
because the Orange Crush is saying they didn't do that. They didn't pose as that
Iowa
way.
But Iowa's saying they did, yeah.
And Iowa's saying they did.
And Mark is saying they did.
So obviously enough, Mark works for, if he works at Iowa or Illinois, then he's got an advantage.
I don't know.
I don't know where Mark works at, but...
Did they misrepresent themselves is the question.
That's what
Mark is saying they did. That Iowa, or excuse me, Illinois students misrepresented themselves. If they did, that's not funny.
Yeah, if they had a complete lie to get tickets, I agree with that. But that's not what they're saying.
And effectively stole tickets from boys and girls who wanted to go to the game.
That's not true at all. So you're not listening to what's going on. The tickets were not. It wasn't a group of a block. There wasn't a block of tickets for Boys and Girls Club. That's not what it was.
They pretended to be the Boys and Girls Club to buy the group tickets.
Well, that's bad enough.
If that's what Mark is saying, it's bad that they posed as the Boys and Girls Club to get the discounted rate for the group tickets.
What time is it?
It's time for Aging Gracefully, which we're all doing that today, maybe. And Song of the Day, an early break on the ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.